Title: Breakdown Sampling for Authentic Grit Beginner. Alright, let's make a clean breakbeat feel like it's got history. That slightly crusty, older, jungle-leaning texture that still hits hard in a modern drum and bass mix. And we're going to do it in a way that's super repeatable. A clean layer for punch, plus a downsampled grit layer for attitude. Quick vibe check. Downsampling isn't just lo-fi. It's really three things happening at once. 1. You lose some high-frequency detail, so it feels duller and older. 2. You get aliasing, those buzzy metallic tones that can sound aggressive and kind of dangerous. And 3. Your transients can get rounded off, meaning the hits feel less sharp. The whole trick is choosing which of those you want, and then controlling it so you don't kill your drums. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic DNB zone, like 172 to 176 BPM. Now make two audio tracks. Name the first one Break Clean, and the second one Break Grit. Then group them together so they sit in one drum group. This is important, because we're going to glue them together later and make them feel like one recording. Now choose a break. You can grab something classic like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, Funky Drummer Style, or any modern break sample that has movement and ghost notes. Drop it on Break Clean. Go into the clip view and turn Warp on. Set the warp mode to Beats. For Preserve, choose Transients. Then find that little envelope control and set it somewhere around 0 to 20. Start around 10. Lower values are tighter and more precise. Higher values smear more, and in drum and bass, especially for breaks, beats mode is usually your best friend, because it keeps the break snappy instead of watery. If your break isn't lining up, right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Then set your loop to one or two bars to start. Keep it simple at first. Now the pro move. Duplicate that clip to the break grit track. You can alt-drag it, or copy and paste. From here on out, Break Clean is your punch and clarity, and Break Grit is your crunch and attitude. That separation is the whole reason this works, because you're about to do things to the grit layer that would absolutely ruin the clean layer if it was the only one. Let's build the downsample chain, starting with the most controllable option, Redux. On Break Grit, add Redux. Turn on Downsample. Set the downsample amount somewhere between 2 and 8. Start at 4. For bits, aim between 8 and 12. Start at 10. That's a sweet spot where you can hear the character, but it's not totally wrecked. Now right away, at EQ 8 after Redux. Here's the beginner safe rule. High pass the grit layer so it doesn't trash your sub and low punch. Set a high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If you're unsure, pick 150 Hz as a starting point. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. And if you want more snap, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 Khz can help, but don't overdo it, because Redux can make the top end feel sharp in an ugly way. Then add Saturator after the EQ. Set Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on Soft Clip. Then do the most important boring but pro thing. Level Match. Lower the output so you're not thinking wow better just because it's louder. You want to judge tone, not volume. Now blend the layers. Pull the break grit fader way down. Start bringing it up slowly. Usually it lands somewhere like 12 to 6 dB lower than the clean layer, but don't treat that as a rule. Here's the actual checkpoint. Turn the bass on, like a simple Reese or rolling sub, and then mute and unmute the grit layer. If muting it makes the drums feel like they suddenly got too clean and too polite, you're in the right zone. If unmuting it makes the break fall apart, you went too far. Extra coach tip. Make the grit layer supportive, not competitive. If the grit feels like it's washing over everything, shorten it. You can put a tiny fade out on the audio clip, or use a gate so the grit dies quicker than the clean layer. That way you keep punch, but still get crust around the hits. Now, a really useful concept, order matters more than settings. Try this quick /B if you want different flavors. If you do Redux into Saturator, you get crunchy distortion that emphasizes aliasing, more aggressive and forward. If you do Saturator into Redux, it can feel more like printed to cheap digital, a bit smoother, less spiky. And if you put an EQ before Redux, like a bandpass, you can control where the damage lives and avoid low-end mess. Let's do that bandpass trick for darker or heavier DNB. Put an EQ 8 before Redux on the grit layer. Bandpass roughly 250 Hz up to about 7 Khz. Now your grit is living in the mids where it reads as aggression, while your subs and deep lows stay clean from the clean layer. Cool. Now let's make it actually feel like drum and bass. Not just a loop. A big part of authentic is variation. So instead of looping one bar forever, we'll slice the break. Right-click the break clip, and do slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in preset. and Slice by Transience. Now you've got a drum rock version of the break where you can rearrange hits. Here's a simple pattern direction that keeps you in the pocket. Make sure the snare is strum on beats 2 and 4. Then add a tiny kick or ghost hit just before beat 2. That little push is a classic rolling feel. Now zoom out and think in 16 bars, because drum and bass lives on micro changes. Do something like this. Bars 1 to 4, normal loop, establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8, remove one kick somewhere, and add a small ghost snare. Bars 9 to 12, a tiny fill, like rearranging the last eighth note or doing a little snare drag. Bars 13 to 16, slightly more grit. Literally bring the grit layer up 1 or 2 dB, then drop it back. That tiny automation reads like energy. If you want an easy arrangement trick that feels way more produced than it is, try call and response. Every 2 bars, mute the grit layer for half a bar, maybe just beat 4. The contrast creates movement even if the pattern is mostly the same. Now let's glue the layers together on the drum group so it feels like one drum recording. On the group, add glue compressor. Set the attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. You only want 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not about slamming, it's about making the clean and grit layer breathe together. Then add drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%, crunch around 5 to 25%, but be careful because you already have redux. If you hear the top end getting crispy in a bad way, back off. For boom, keep it off or very low for DNB clarity, unless you're very sure it's helping. Then put a limiter at the end just as a safety net. You're catching peaks, not crushing the drums. Think 1 to 2 dB at most. Now I want to quickly cover the most common mistakes, so you don't waste time. First, overdownsampling the whole break. If everything is crushed, you lose impact. Layering is the solution. Second, leaving low end in the grit layer. Downsample artifacts down there turn into mud fast. High pass that grit layer. Third, mixing by louder equals better. Always level match after redux and saturator. Fourth, warp mode fighting the break. If it feels smeary, go back to beats mode and tighten it. And fifth, no arrangement movement. DNB isn't just sound design. It's those little changes over time. Let's finish with a mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Load any break. Set up clean and grit layers. On the grit layer, use redux into a Q8 into saturator. Then make 3 grit snapshots. Grit A, subtle. Downsample 2.0, bits 12. Grit B, classic. Downsample 4.0, bits 10. Grit C, rect. Downsample 8.0, bits 8. Build a 16-bar drum arrangement. Use A for the first section. Move to B. Then in the last few bars, automate toward C for a quick messy moment. And snap back to B. Listen with a bass line. And remember this test. The right grit is the one you notice when it's muted, not the one that sounds impressive when it's soloed. Recap. So it locks in. Downsampling in DNB works best as a layer. Redux is your main tool to control sample rate reduction and bit depth. EQ the grit so it doesn't muddy the low end, and saturate it for weight and attitude. Add authenticity by slicing and making 16-bar variation. Then glue everything on the group so it becomes one cohesive drum sound. When you're ready, tell me what style you're aiming for, like jungle, rollers, neuro, or dancefloor, and what break you picked. And I'll suggest a specific grit chain and macro ranges that land right in the sweet spot.